My dearly beloved in Christ, we are all very familiar with this wonderful parable of the Good Samaritan. So much so that we use the terminology. Even people who are not Christian will refer to a Good Samaritan, someone who stops, who helps out someone likely he doesn't know, out of charity, out of consideration. So this gospel brings to our mind the importance of the duty of showing charity, showing mercy towards others. Notice that even the priest saw the man who had been beaten and passed by, and then a Levite passed by. But it was the Good Samaritan, a Samaritan who was considered a foreigner, who was considered an outcast, who was looked down upon by the Jewish people. It was the Samaritan that helped him out. And so we should ask ourselves, am I like the Samaritan? Or am I rather not like the priest or the Levite who does not want to be bothered when someone is in need? To what degree do we go out of our own comfort zone to help others? By nature, let us admit it, by nature, we are very selfish. We are inclined to think of our own selves, our own needs, and not to think about others. So the charitable person is, so to speak, on the lookout to see how can I help others. Now, this reminds me of the lesson in the catechism on the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. I'm going to read them to you. We should read them over from time to time and ask ourselves, am I practicing the works of mercy? Now, it is important to keep in mind that the works of mercy are not optional. Now, strictly speaking, it's not a commandment, but the Catechism teaches us that we are under obligation to practice the works of mercy according to the need of our neighbor and our own ability. So if there's a real need and we are able to practice them, then we are obligated to do so. And we have that lesson of our Lord contained in the 25th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, where our Lord is talking about the last judgment, the last day, the general judgment. And he said that he will come and he will separate the good from the wicked. And he will say to the wicked, "Depart from me, for I was hungry and you did not give me to eat. I was thirsty and you did not give me to drink. Without shelter, you did not shelter me or clothe me or visit me," etc. And they will say, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or without clothing or shelter or in prison and fail to minister to you?" And he will say, "As long as you did not do it for the least of my brethren, neither did you do it for me." And then he will say, to the good on his right hand, he will say to them, "Come, blessed of my Father, into the kingdom prepared for you. For I was hungry and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me to drink." And they will say, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty and minister to you?" And he will say, "As long as you did it to the least of my brethren, you did it for me." And it's very interesting because our Lord uses that as the criterion for judgment, for dividing the good from the wicked. He doesn't necessarily cite the commandments, and this doesn't mean that the commandments are optional, but he uses as the criterion for his judgment, did you practice mercy toward your neighbor when he was in need or not? So what are the corporal and spiritual works of mercy? And by the way, we obtain the corporal works of mercy from that gospel, that 25th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel. But this is how they're given in the catechism. The chief corporal works of mercy are to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless, to visit the imprisoned, to visit the sick, and to bury the dead. Now, we call them the corporal works of mercy because it deals with the body, our physical needs, or the physical needs of our neighbor. But even more important are what we call the spiritual works of mercy, because the soul is of far greater value than the body. And so here are the chief spiritual works of mercy as listed in the Catechism. Number one, to admonish the sinner. Number two, to instruct the ignorant. Three, to counsel the doubtful. Four, to comfort the sorrowful. To bear wrongs patiently. To forgive all injuries. And to pray for the living and the dead. Now, these would make a good examination of conscience. To take them one at a time and say, do I do this? Do I do that one? Do I do the other one? And to see where we can practice them, put them into practice. Now, something important to keep in mind is that these are not necessarily the only corporal or spiritual works of mercy. Because any way by which we alleviate the physical or spiritual needs of our neighbor is a work of mercy. One of the saints, I think it was Saint Ambrose, said that if you have devotion to the holy souls in purgatory, you pray for the poor souls. You try to help the souls in purgatory by gaining indulgences, by praying for them, etc. You're practicing all of these works of mercy. So there are many different ways by which we can practice them. But let us remember that our Catholic faith must be a practical faith. It must be lived. It must be put into practice. It's not merely what we believe. It's how we live. In fact, St. James in his epistle, I think it's the second or third chapter of St. James, where he says, if you see your brother in need and you say to him, be clothed, be fed, be warmed, but you don't do anything, what good does it do? In other words, what good does it do to say, well, I think well of my neighbor. I hope he is taken care of. But you don't do anything when you're able to do so. That is what he calls faith without works. Faith without works is dead. So we have to put our faith into practice. So I encourage you to take out your catechism. I hope you do have a catechism in each home. It's good to review the catechism and read the lessons on the lesson on the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy, and to see, examine yourself and to see, do I practice them? Is there something I can do to better practice the spiritual and corporal works of mercy? Because let us remember that when we come to judgment, that is how we will be judged. Will we be on the left of our Lord because there was a need of our neighbor and we failed to fulfill it? Or will we be on the right? Those who hear those wonderful words, come blessed of my Father into the kingdom prepared for you because you did help your neighbor when he was in need. Our first duty is to save our immortal souls. But let us not be so blind and inconsiderate that we don't think about others. And in fact, by helping others, and especially with regards to their spiritual well-being, by doing that, we are in the process saving our own soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.